what the grace of God accomplishes in our lives. April 21 changes our empty lamps into full lamps. The wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. Matthew 25:4. Let every youth consider the parable of the 10 virgins. All had lamps, that is, an outward semblance of religion, but only 5 of them had the inward piety. 5 of them were wanting in the oil of grace. The Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, the Holy Spirit, was not abiding in their hearts. Without the oil of grace, of what use was it to bear about a lamp of profession? However high may be their profession, however high may be the position held by a professor of religion, if the oil of grace is wanting, he has nothing with which to feed his lamp, and it cannot send forth clear, shining rays of light. The reason why the bridegroom delays is because he is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Oh, the precious long-suffering of our merciful Savior! Oh, that each of the dear youth would appreciate the value of the soul that has been purchased at infinite cost on Calvary! Oh, that each one would place a proper estimate upon the capabilities that have been given him of God! Through Christ you may climb the ladder of progress and bring every power under the control of Jesus. In spirit, in thought, in word, and in action, you may make manifest that you are moved by the Spirit of Christ, and your life may wield a power of influence over others. We are living in altogether too solemn a period of the world's history to be careless and negligent. You must pray, believe, and obey. In your own strength you can do nothing, but in the grace of Jesus Christ you can employ your powers in such a way as to bring the greatest good to your own soul and the greatest blessing to the souls of others. Lay hold of Jesus and you will diligently work the works of Christ and will finally receive the eternal reward.